Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, let me just tell you about an event. Frank Marr, Father Frank Marr, a teacher in Castleknock College in the 50s, late 50s into the 90s. He considered that music and art was a very important part of education. And it had a deep impression on him. Student called Emmett O'Rafferty, and he set up a bursary in Father Frank Marr's name. It's an amazing event, and talent from hither and yon, and the winner of that competition this year happens to be in front of me, Eileen Sun. Congratulations, firstly.
Thank you so much.
Not at all. You better explain about you. You are, what age are you?
I'm 17 years old.
You're 17.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing the Leaving Cert.
This year, yes.
This year. And do you think you'll do well?
Oh, we have all the fingers crossed.
Have you? Yeah, I bet you're studying, though, like a mad thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And doing 9 subjects. Hopefully we'll get the H1s.
9 subjects?
Yeah.
H1, the memories. No fear to me. But you obviously are someone who applies themselves very, very much to what you do. I mean, you're playing the piano since what age? What age did you start?
I started when I was 10 years old. And we made a bit of progress.
You have made huge progress.
Thank you.
Because you obviously love it. I mean, it's one thing to be to love something, but you love it. But more than that, you're incredibly good at it. Is it natural talent, do you think, or is it something your mum and dad have? Like, where did it come from?
Well, natural talent obviously helps, but
yes,
without hard work, it's not going to get you far.
Sure.
So it's a combination of both, and they're both mutual. So then that inspires love for music. And I feel like, yeah, they just both help each other. And my mum is really, really talented, and she helps me heaps as well. So I'm really grateful for that.
She plays music as well.
Well, she doesn't play, but she's really gifted in music, and she can have, like, there's lots of emotions that she can feel through music. And she really helps me with that aspect.
That's
as
wonderful.
Well.
Is the piano the only instrument you play, or do you play other?
Well, I also played the classical guitar, and I finished my grades in 3 years, but then I kind of focused more on piano after that. So, yeah, now it's just piano.
Just piano.
Mm-hmm.
You also have a sporting background.
I do, yes.
You do. Tell everybody what it is you do. It's well, you tell them.
Okay, so I also do taekwondo, and I was a competitive swimmer when I was younger as well.
Right.
So I started when I was 6 years old, and I've won loads of competitions over the years, from Leinster to national for swimming, but then COVID kind of cut that off. However, taekwondo continued, so then I got onto the national team because I won the
In taekwondo,
yes. Yeah. I've won the national championships in Ireland almost every year since 2015, and in 2020, during my TY year, we went to Slovenia for the 8th World Cup for ITF Taekwondo.
Yeah.
And it was such an honour to represent Ireland. And I won 2 bronze medals in both individual and team sparring. So that's really amazing.
Yeah. It is amazing. And have you kept it up? Or did you still practice?
Well, this year, not as much because of the Leaving Cert, but the 2026 World Championships is taking place in Ireland, and I want to go back after the Leaving Cert. So
really?
It's
God
so exciting.
Lord. How's your mother going to have the mantelpiece? You want a room for all the medals and awards?
Oh, I have a wall. It's all like on display.
Oh, I bet you do.
Yeah.
I bet you do. Well, look, you're going to play for us this morning,
mm-hmm.
and we have you here in Studio One, which is, as we call it, the Abbey Road of RTE. This is our much cherished studio.
It's amazing.
It's the biggest one. It's where the RTE Concert Orchestra play. You've got the grand piano in front of
mm-hmm.
you. And what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play Liszt, La Campanella.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And was this part of the competition when you took part?
This was the encore that I played afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, off you go.
Thank you so much.
Not at all. what's lovely about you? You're fantastic. Eileen Sun with me. That was wonderful. Do you know what's wonderful about this? When you play with such passion, you just make me smile.
Oh, thank you so much.
Because there's such... Oh, my God. I mean, the energy in that. And one wrong note and everybody knows. That is fantastic. You know, when you think about it, you're not playing that long, really, when you think about it.
That's true.
You know, when you think about your age, because you were saying you started, what, about 9-ish, 10-ish?
10-ish, yeah.
So 10, and you're now 17. So, like, it's a very short time to be that accomplished.
Thank you so much.
Imagine if you started when you were 3.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I know. what you would have been like. That is fantastic. Now, I want to mention, again, the fact that you won the Father Frank Maher Bursary. And people there go on to Juilliard. They've gone to the Royal College of Music in London. They've gone to the Kronberg Academy in Germany. Where is your ambition in terms of music?
Well, I want to stay in Ireland, and I've applied for my BMUS programme in the Royal Irish Academy of Music.
Right.
But also, I recently got my first UCAS offer as well from Imperial College London.
Right.
So that's also another choice, but then I would like to stay in Ireland and... continue pursuing music in Ireland, maybe.
But could you pursue it in Ireland, base yourself in Ireland, and then, I mean, the world is your oyster. You can go anywhere you want. People do that. They do it in opera, they do it in music. People have been doing that for years. So you could do that here as home and then travel.
Yeah, that would be a dream as well.
For your work, which would be wonderful. The other thing, though, is you've won another bursary.
Oh, I did. So lucky.
It must be right. You could pay the bus fare home after this, I tell you. This is the Ursula de Cunegon bursary.
Yes, in the Academy.
For young pianists. Was that another competition? Was it?
Yes, so that's an annual competition in the Royal Irish Academy of Music for the junior academy students. And it is open to, I think, under 18s. And as long as you're a student there, then you're good to go. That was another €2,000 of bursary prize money. So that was
fantastic.
Really amazing. Yeah.
So you've got a little nest egg as well going.
I do.
It's quite lovely. Did your brother play an instrument too?
He does. He's a cellist and a pianist.
Right.
So he's 13 years old and he's in Belvedere College right now. And he's recently had a lot of success, making me envious actually.
Yeah.
No, not at all. So he got into the National Symphony Orchestra the National Youth Orchestra of Ireland, and he also. So is a member of the Symphony Orchestra in the Academy, and he got chosen recently there to be part of the Irish Chamber Orchestra as well. And he's a young artist in the Academy, and he got chosen for the Evershed Sutherland Accelerator Program in the Academy, which is also like a bursary for promoting young musicians. Yeah, I know.
What's his name?
Aishin Sun. Aishin.
So he'll be following in your footsteps fairly
shortly.
I think it's evident that he is.
Yes.
Are there any more?
No, just the two of you.
That's all right. You're going to play one more piece first, but a little birdie tells me that you're going to be studying, though, this year. You do your leaving cert, but that you have other ambition as well. Music is one thing, but you have other ambition too in terms of what you want to do from a scholastic point of view, that you want to pursue another career as well, perhaps.
Yes, I believe I want to do dentistry in college.
Right.
So, again, staying in Ireland. And with the help of my school and my lovely principal, Yvonne O'Toole, and by the way, I go to the Institute of Education in Dublin. one of the best schools in Ireland.
It has a fine reputation,
absolutely,
I know.
Absolutely, yes, and would recommend.
Yes, of course.
So Yvonne has been absolutely instrumental in helping me with my academics.
Yes.
And I'm also on a scholarship in the Institute, which I think is the only person. And so she's helping me heaps with my academic side, and I'm so grateful. And all the teachers are just incredible there as well.
But you see, the thing is, you have such passion for everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that, for a teacher, is a very, very special thing. Because I know somebody who used to sit at the back looking out the window as a student, that I might have had a somewhat different attitude. But if you have the attitude that you have, you bring that to the school, you bring that to the class, you bring it to music, to your education. That is a joy for
it's
a teacher.
It's really disciplining.
Yeah, but it's a great for a teacher to see that, you see.
Thank you.
When you bring it out in them, they bring it out in you. It's, mm-hmm. it's a two-way street.
Sorry, I just really wanted to thank my teacher as well, Professor Hugh Tinney in yes. the Academy, because he's been absolutely amazingly supportive.
He's quite good too, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. And just a lot of the teachers at the Academy have given me a lot of affirmation and help along the way, like Professor Therese Fahey and Peter Tui and Tony Byrne, and obviously to mention Miss Deborah Kelleher. She's the director there, and it's a privilege to be able to study there.
I think everyone got the mention.
Yeah.
I think you got everybody in. And if you forgot, you can always drop me a line later, and I'll make sure to it. Well, I saw you that night at the Father Frank Maher Bursary, and I was just blown away.
Thank you.
Everybody was. And I think there's something, you have a very special talent, it's very obvious. And I just want to wish you well in the future, because I think you're going to be an absolute star.
Thank you so much.
So I wish you the best.
Thank
you. Now, listen, Eileen, you're going to play something else for us before you finish, if your fingers are able.
Oh, yeah.
if you're up to it. What are you going to play for us?
The Beethoven Appassionata Sonata, third movement.
Okay, that's Eileen's son. And congratulations. And here's the future.
Thank
and you. A leaving cert first, of course. A leaving cert first. back over here. That was Studio Wade, God bless her. Studio One, rather. Appassionata, a piano sonata number 23 by Beethoven, the third movement. Isn't she incredible? Alien Son, 17 years of age, winner of the Father Frank Marr Classical Music Awards for 2024. Then she won the winner of the Ursula Nikunagon Bursary for Young Venus in 2024. And on top of that, just to fill you in on something else, she accompanied her brother Shen in the John Pollard competition for string players, playing the cello with the Royal Irish Academy of Music last week. He won first prize, along with $2,000 bursary. That's fantastic. We have some clips of that. But on Instagram, we will be putting up her playing for us here, because Aileen's son is bound to be a star of the future.